Good morning, heart friends. My name is Marion Davidson. I live in Innisfail, Alberta, Canada, and was born just a half an hour north of here in Red Deer on November 20th, 1950, to parents of English origin, Richard and Jean Mountain, who followed the Anglican faith. I was second born in my family and had five brothers. We attended Sunday school from an early age. I remember particularly loving to sing the songs such as Jesus Loves Me, Jesus Loves the Little Children, All Things Bright and Beautiful, etc. Jesus was my first contact with the Ascended Master realm, and I continue to this day to feel close to him. Being the second eldest, I helped care for my younger brothers and to support my mom in the running of the household. In my teen years, I began to resent this and to rebel and sought out a boyfriend to escape as often as possible. On one occasion that was very pivotal in my life, I wanted to paint the kitchen rather than care for my three younger brothers, and the youngest one wandered away from the others and drowned in the nearby creek. From that point on, I blamed myself and soon after got pregnant, almost felt I needed to replace him. My father was so angry and forbid me to see my boyfriend and even threatened him and set it up so that we could no longer legally see each other. Shortly after, my boyfriend and the father of my child began seeing one of my close girlfriends and married her. I was brokenhearted and chose from that day forward to never trust man, especially the lower self. I kept my child Michael, and today he is 50 years old, exactly today, which is amazing. He has his own family and runs a successful business in Vancouver. And of course, he's always had the name Michael, which is, I believe, has protected him throughout his whole life. From that time on, I went on to take nursing. I worked almost 50 years in numerous psychiatric nursing and rehabilitation service type jobs, and I'm still employed part-time. During my early employment years, I read numerous books related to the teachings, all of the Edgar Cayce books, the Dead Sea Scrolls, some from the I Am movement, and numerous Summit Lighthouse ones. I married my first husband and had a daughter in the early 70s. Eventually, that husband and I parted ways as he was opposed to my involvement in the teachings. During my early nursing years, I met an angel. She was my supervisor on two different jobs. She introduced me to reincarnation. Around the same time in 1982, the Summit Lighthouse came to town. I was living in Edmonton at the time, and I attended a weekend presentation that they put on karma and reincarnation. From then on, I attended many Summit Lighthouse events, including two summers of Summit University, many conferences, and some pilgrimages. I immersed myself in the teachings, which seemed such a natural fit for me. I have met so many like-minded friends over the years and so appreciate you all. Archangel Michael gave my first dictation, and I've always felt he is with me 24/7 since. For years, I have felt so close to all the Blu-ray masters. In my early years with Summit Lighthouse, I used to give violet flame by the hour, as it seemed I had so much I needed to transmute. I married a second time and continued to work in the rehab services field and to share in the running of a small farm and market garden with my husband. We also had a flock of 100 sheep. I attended the Victory Quarter of Summit Lighthouse in 1994 and have never doubted that Mighty Victory has worked with me and through me ever since, for which I am so grateful. My second husband, who proclaimed to be an atheist, and I were married for 13 years and then chose to go separate ways, as I was very involved with the teachings and we had grown in separate ways. More recently, I now have reached out to masters of all the rays and love the rainbow effect and all masters representing all the rays. While attending the Summit Lighthouse, I took the Montessori training with Mother Kaspari and became a preschool Montessori teacher. I had my own school in my home for 1 year only, as I had difficulty finding trained help in my area and burned myself out quickly. I lived in the USA for the year that I took the training and wanted to move there to live. I spoke with Mother Elizabeth Clare Prophet about that, and she said that she felt I was needed in Canada and that I should go home, so I did. Prior to Mother ascending, I began to feel out of place in the Summit Lighthouse. There seemed to be a lack of love with her not being in the forefront any longer. About that time, a Canadian heart friend introduced me to the Heart Center. I read the 33 heart streams, Lanello had given and never had a doubt that it was the way to go. I began attending numerous events and participating in regular broadcasts. With a number of other Canadian Heart Friends, we established the Canadian Heart Friends group. We continue to broadcast several times a month and to help hold the support and balance for the perfect unfoldment of the divine plan for Canada and for each one of us in the process. My present husband Jim and I have been together almost 2 decades, and although he chooses not to be directly involved, he has been very supportive of my involvement in the Heart Center. We are blessed to have 5 children between us, 6 grandchildren, and 1 great-granddaughter. I have had numerous mystical experiences over the years, most of which I have kept private. I more recently, while I was at the Canadian pilgrimage in 2014, had kind of a funny experience, which was a lesson to me. When Archangel Michael was heart streaming at the time through David Christopher Lewis, I was sitting next to him, and I just felt this sudden impulse that I needed to leave. And as I stood up to leave, I felt this hand on my shoulder and a foot on my foot. And I looked over at David, and it wasn't him. So I knew that Archangel Michael was saying, you need to stay. So I obeyed this and I stayed. And believe me, no one escapes when such a powerful being intercedes in such a way. And needless to say, I was happy that I stayed. I learned a lesson that day in rebelling and escaping from that which I sometimes don't wish to experience. Over the past 12 years, I've helped my mom to care for my dad who had Alzheimer's. I moved closer to them 5 years ago to be close at hand and with a family goal to allow them to remain in their own home as long as possible. My dad recently made his transition in May of this year, and my mom is now in an assisted living facility and doing well at 91 years of age. I am still supporting her on a day-to-day basis, and I am grateful for the opportunity to honor my parents in this way. Earlier in the Heart Center movement, I studied permaculture and still love the principles I learned and work in my immediate community to practice them where I can. I am presently involved in quite a number of local projects and alchemies that I'm focusing on. I helped to establish and now continue to manage the community garden and orchard in my town. I am working with family on building a kin domain food forest to leave as a legacy in my family. And I am working with my town to make it a dementia-friendly community. I am working on a seed collection guide, which is a project that has been going for a long time and I've just come back to. I am working on my own autobiography in its initial stages as yet. I express my gratitude to all the Ascended Masters for being there for me throughout the years, and for your guidance and presence in my life daily, and to David Christopher Lewis for being our loving messenger. I'm also grateful for all Heart Friends worldwide and your contributions towards bringing in the golden crystal age of enlightenment and freedom. And thanks also for this opportunity to share my journey. God bless you all. Always only victory.
Thank you, Marion. Thank you very much for sharing your story. And I have a question. I love to hear about all the wonderful many things you're doing. Can you tell us a little bit more about the kin domain that you're preparing and how, and you say you're leaving that as a legacy. So how's that going to work?
It was to me, I felt like it was one major thing that I need that was left undone in my life. So recently there's a lot of changes in my family's life. With my father passing, my brothers have taken on their own land, and they're in the process of most likely selling the family farm or parts of it. So my one brother and I have decided that we really want to have a food forest and kind of a kin domain, and him and his wife are working with me and his children. His daughter has recently moved there, and so we want to build this food forest and kin domain to keep, the family legacy going. And so it's only in the very beginning stages, and his daughter's getting married very shortly. And, you know, there's lots happening with him right now and his grandchildren. And this winter, probably in the new year, we'll be, you know, working together, meeting regularly to lay out the plan. So it's very in the very initial stages, but we're very excited about it. So that's all I can tell you at present.
Wow, well, that's wonderful. Well, keep us up to date and look forward to seeing you in person sometime. And we so enjoyed having you. You came to Mount Shasta, right, this past summer?
I did.
That was you.
I really enjoyed coming there, and it, you know, it gave me a good feeling of knowing where this Mount Shasta place is, because I'd never been there before, and it's such a beautiful place. And it was nice to be at your place and see where you broadcast from, and to, you know, see the others that live there. And so, yeah, it was exciting to be there, and I thank you for hosting that.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. Thank you very much for sharing your story today. It was lovely to hear all the parts of your path, as we all have so many varied things happening, and at the same time so many things that are so much the same. So thank you, Marion. Thank you for sharing.